Florida Governor-elect Ron DeSantis is crafting his education policy, and he's turned to a group of thinkers from across the state to help. One of those groups is the Education and Workforce Transition Committee. I'm Lynn Hatter. DeSantis has floated the idea of setting a threshold for classroom spending, similar to a medical loss ratio in healthcare. DeSantis proposes 80% of education dollars going directly into the classroom. It may sound like a good idea, but what exactly does that classroom spending include? Transition team member and physician Andy Jacobs says before any cap is put in place, there should be at least some way of creating a uniform financial reporting system for public schools.
I think to a great extent, the reporting systems are opaque. The definitions from district to district are not adhered to. I think before we start to answer the question of how much money should be given for direct instruction, we need to have a uniform reporting system and some very clear, simple definitions.
Furthermore, not all school districts are created equal. That target may be easier for larger districts to hit because they have more money and more resources. But smaller and rural districts could struggle. State Education Board Vice Chairman Andy Tuck says 80% may be a hard goal for those schools to reach. And he wants to see a conversation about sharing services among cash-strapped school districts.
We've got to have bus drivers. We've got to have food service with people. We've got to have all these other things. I'm not saying that we're totally top heavy, but there are some things that we might look at maybe privatizing to save some money or like I said, working with other counties on an overall picture.
Then there's the issue of teacher pay. In Leon County, teacher salaries and benefits already make up about 80% of the district's budget. Classroom spending is much more than just teacher pay, and Florida ranks in the lower third of states when it comes to how much it pays teachers. Both Texas and Georgia pay about $5,000 more and rank far higher, even though they're similarly sized.
In Florida, we just have to figure out how to make sure the masses of educators feel that they start every day out with fair and appropriate compensation before we consider like what additional compensation bonus structures look like for performance.
That's Desmond Blackburn, the former superintendent of Brevard Schools. The state has increasingly tied teacher pay to student performance, largely based on standardized tests. The Education Transition Committee is considering more ways to do that, mostly through the way the state awards bonuses. But Blackburn argues teachers do more than just teach, and not everything can be quantified.
You know, we're starting to realize, thankfully, that the teacher's responsibility has more to do with the entire child and not only that singular metric. So like, how do we add in the fullness of our expectation of the teacher to what we eventually compensate them for?
The group is also looking at ways of using compensation to encourage teachers to mentor each other and get some non-traditional teachers into the classroom. Those could be professionals in other industries who now want to teach what they've learned. Governor-elect Ron DeSantis has already staked out his position when it comes to school choice. The selection of former House Speaker Richard Corcoran signals DeSantis plans on continuing increasing the state's school choice offerings. The question traditional school advocates are asking is whether they'll have a seat at the table. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.